the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is taking partial responsibility for a recent information leak. This week, Atlantic journalist Jeffrey Goldberg reported he was added to a group text with multiple high-ranking officials discussing plans for U.S. airstrikes in Yemen. In an interview with Laura Ingraham, Waltz says he takes full responsibility for putting the group together. Vice President Vance will travel to Greenland on Friday. He made the announcement in a video posted on X.
I'm going to visit some of our guardians in the Space Force on the northwest coast of Greenland, and also just check out what's going on with the security there.
The White House had previously announced that Vance's wife, Usha, would lead a delegation there. That prompted backlash from Greenland and Denmark. Leaders from PBS and NPR are set to appear before the House DOGE subcommittee Wednesday as they prepare to be questioned about federal support for public broadcasting. The pair, along with their respective local stations, are funded through an over $500 million appropriation provided by Congress through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, along with corporate, foundation, and viewer support. Treasury Department and IRS officials are predicting a 10% drop in tax receipts by next year. Tammy Trujillo has more.
That would equal about $500 billion in lost revenue. An analysis by the Washington Post says it's the result of people not filing taxes, and more than 11,000 IRS employees let go under the Trump administration. There are also plans to fire another 20,000 agency employees. A Treasury spokesperson calls the projections sensational and baseless.
West Virginia has just become the first state to sign sweeping food dye legislation, banning seven types of dye in the state. Governor Patrick Morrissey has signed the bill banning seven specific food dyes in schools and eventually statewide. I'm Brian Shook.
Score a huge three-pointer to
New Jersey 101.5.
11:05 is your New Jersey chime time.
Now, a check on New Jersey fast traffic.
Vehicle fire was cleared on the parkway northbound at exit 98. Crash was cleared southbound at exit 136. You do have overnight construction, though. Northbound around the Bergen tolls, also around 142B. And southbound, there's construction around 143C in Irvington and again down toward the Colonia rest area. On the turnpike, overnight construction, northbound car lanes, southbound truck lanes are closed their entire length. Also construction eastbound on the extension in Burlington County approaching the tolls. That blocks the left lane. Leaving New Jersey, so far a good ride at the George Washington Bridge. No major backups at the Lincoln or Holland tunnels. 80 remains closed, of course, both ways at exit 34 with those sinkholes. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 11:18. I'm Adam Walsky on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
Alliance Ortho.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Staying chilly over the next couple of days. Then we'll see a warm-up. Mostly cloudy overnight. A little bit of rain brushing the shore. We'll have lows in the mid-30s. Clouds break for some sunshine on Wednesday. Brisk and chilly. Maybe a pop-up shower. Highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Mostly clear, brisk Wednesday night, down in the upper 20s and low 30s. And then partly sunny, breezy, and chilly again on Thursday. Highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
New Jersey temperature is 51.